FBI presumes Pensacola-based shooting was active terrorism. By Brendan Farrington and Mike Balsamo for the Associated Press in Pensacola, Florida. The FBI is working under the presumption that a fatal shooting at a Florida naval base carried out by an aviation student from Saudi Arabia was an act of terrorism, the agency said Sunday. All international students at the Pensacola base have been accounted for. There have been no arrests, and the community is under no immediate threat, Special Agent Rachel L. Rojas said at a news conference. A Saudi commanding officer has ordered all students from the country to remain at one location at the base, officials also said at the news conference. Additionally, authorities believe the gunman made social media posts in which he talked about U.S. support for Israel and charged that the Americans are anti-Muslim, a U.S. official told the Associated Press on Sunday. Investigators also believe the gunman visited New York City, including Rockefeller Center, days before the shooting, and are working to determine the purpose of the trip, said the official, who wasn't authorized to discuss the matter publicly and spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity. The FBI and others said they were trying to determine whether the gunman, 2nd Lieutenant Mohammed Al-Shamrani, 21, of the Royal Saudi Air Force, acted alone. Al-Shamrani was a flight student at Pensacola, where members of foreign militaries are routinely trained by the U.S. Earlier in the week of the shooting, Al-Shamrani hosted a dinner party where he and three others watched videos of mass shootings, another U.S. official told the AP on Saturday. The U.S. has sought the assistance of Saudi officials as they try to piece together information about the gunman and his motive. Al-Shamrani opened fire inside a classroom at the base, killing three people and wounding two sheriff's deputies, one in the arm and one in the knee, before one of the deputies killed him. Eight others were also hurt. Both deputies were expected to survive. The official who spoke Saturday said one of the three students who attended the dinner party hosted by the attacker recorded video outside the classroom building while the shooting was taking place. Two other Saudi students watched from a car, the official said. 10 Saudi students were being held on the base Saturday as part of the investigation, the official said. President Donald Trump declined to say whether the shooting was terrorism-related, but said Saturday he would review policies governing foreign military training in the U.S. The U.S. has long had a robust training program for Saudis, providing assistance in the U.S. and in the kingdom. More than 850 Saudis are in the United States for various training activities. They're among more than 5,000 foreign students from 153 countries in the U.S. going through military training. This has been done for many decades, Trump said. I guess we're going to have to look at the whole procedure. We'll start that immediately.